still receiving calls on the conference. Anybody else join in? Two more people. Welcome to the call. If you want to do so, please say your name and location.
Mac Boogaloo, Des Moines, Iowa.
Hey, Mac. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Yep. Glad to be
back. Hi, Hayes. Sharif from Chicago.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. I'm sorry. What's your name? Is this Joel?
Sharif from Chicago.
Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Thanks, Hayes.
Thank you for being here. Somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call.
Hey, Hayes.
Same location.
This is Ray from Nevada.
Hey, Ray. Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Hey, Sheree, how do you spell that? How do you spell?
That's
go ahead.
S-R-I.
Three. Oh, beautiful. Thank
you.
Morning, Zoe.
Hey, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Zoe, Sacramento. Good morning.
Zoe, thank you for being
Hi,
here.
Zoe. Thank you. Hi, everybody. Hi, Francis.
Hi.
More people join in. Welcome to the call. Name and location.
This is James from Provo.
Is it James?
Yes.
Good morning, James. Welcome to the call.
Good morning. Thank you.
And more people have joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning, hi. This is Carolyn from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hello, Carolyn. Welcome to the call.
Jeff from Los Angeles.
Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And, okay.
Good. So what?
Join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. All right. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
I'm Morgan in California.
Good morning, Morgan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And we had
Shouldn't you have said Guten Morgen?
That's what I was going to say. Guten Morgen, Morgan.
Guten Morgen, Morgan.
That was a synchronistic moment. I got the same thing in my head, too. Like,
and
no,
I've heard the bell when I said it.
I'm very unfamiliar with the German language, unfortunately.
Well, Morgan means morning, but it's spelled with an E instead of an A.
Yeah.
And you can say 9 seconds.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
If we had more people join in, welcome everybody to the conference call. Please say your name and location. If you want...
Good morning, hi.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Hi. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Our star has arrived.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, are we on BBS, by the way?
Yes, we are, Wynn.
Okay.
And he's not going to play the intro music any longer. Too many complaints.
Right. Is that Doug? Is Doug there?
He was here earlier.
I'm here now, Wynn. How are you doing, my friend?
Doug. Yes. Doug, I just thought I would say a good morning to you.
Well, good morning, my friend. What hugs?
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, you know what,
everybody.
Doug?
Good morning,
Doug.
This is Roger in Austin.
Good morning from Austin.
Yeah, well, I have a song, Doug. You know how it goes? I'm not going to sing the whole song. It goes, everybody loves you when everybody loves you. Everybody wants you when everybody wants you. Everybody needs you when everybody needs you. But nobody does when nobody does. Yeah. Well, you know who this guy Cy is? Has anybody seen Cy? No, no, PSY.
Yes, it's a great show.
Psy is this Korean rapper who he put a video on YouTube a few months ago, and it had 1 billion views, more views than any other music video. Right.
No. All right, they have echoes. Let me put it here, guys. What's happening? Okay, got the line muted. We had too much echo. 10:05.
I think we're about to start. Carla's not here, is she?
All right.
Carla was threatening to show up today.
Threatening. Well, she isn't here yet.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome those who just called in. We just muted the lines, and I'd say let's go for it.
I think we're ready to start. I think this is what Hayes is trying to say. Even though, believe it or not, by the way, I wanted to mention something about... Before we do the recording. If anyone looks up Google's Jim Jones, you'll find out there's a huge amount of stuff on the web that what we read about what happened was not actually what happened. And it was, there was a bunch of insidious stuff about it, and it was nothing as it was in the news. And there's enough indication that that's true. Go look it up. Look up Jim Jones conspiracy or something like that and see what comes up.
Hey, Vin, rather go to your Skype, I think.
Go to my Skype?
Yes.
You can tell the difference, huh? All right. Hang on.
All right, testing.
Here we go. I'm back.
Okay. That's better, yes.
All right. Is Michael Adler on the line?
I saw him come in. Hold on. Michael is here. I'm unmuting. He's unmuted now.
Well, you know, I actually didn't want to talk to him.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hi, Michael. Bye, Michael.
All right, hang on. Are the tones off? The on-off tones? Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, or good evening, if you happen to be listening on the replay at any time. And this is Winfrey, and this is our Sunday conference call, or our Sunday grid healing, we call it. And as you can tell, the time has changed, and we're up an hour earlier, actually. Unlike the rest of the United States, Arizona doesn't celebrate daylight savings time. So for us, the Sunday call has been at 11 o'clock Arizona time, and now it's 10 o'clock, so we have to get up earlier. As you can tell, I'm still getting up. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry.
I'm here.
You know what?
What?
You're getting good. You unmuted pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. I hit the right button that time.
You're going to have to get a diploma.
Yeah, I just can't let my phone get locked, because when it gets locked, then it's more steps.
I see. Okay. Well, you know what? I thought we would do something slightly different this morning. And, you know, we have people signing into this call and that are listening and listening, and we don't know who they are. And that's on all our calls. Until 2 years later, I get an email from somebody, and they say, wow, I've been listening to your call, and my life has changed, and all these things happened. And, of course, there's people that are shy. There's people that are self-conscious. Terry, if you were listening to this call and you weren't part of it, would you be talking a lot at the beginning, or would you be listening?
No, I would just come in. I wouldn't say anything.
You wouldn't say anything?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like Joe.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we have one guy that was, how long was Joe coming in? 2 years. And finally, I don't think he ever said anything, even after he talked to me. But it's okay. You don't have to say anything if you're one of those people. But I thought I would take a moment, and if you would like to, I would like any of those people that feel like they're not known, that no one knows who they are, and they keep coming into our calls, and they keep getting benefit, give an opportunity to introduce yourself and just say a little bit about yourself and how the calls have been impacting you and how your life is going, and if you had any synchronicities, anything, what you do, et cetera, et cetera. Is there anybody like that that's willing to do that? Do a star six. Now, you see, this is where I'll get myself in trouble. There's nobody like that on the call.
It's kind of hard when you ask for the shy person to step up. A good chance you're not successful.
Right. Well, Heise is never in that category, I have to tell you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Lynn?
Yeah.
Terry? This is Michael from Waterloo. I'm really happy with the program. I usually just click in and listen. And they have, that quietness. I like to just enjoy the program. But with the plutonium influence and the Neptunian influence in my 12th now, I'm seeing these things. Experiencing two other dimensions, and it takes me to a level that I'm quite interested in. But I'm not afraid of it, you know. I have no fears of it. Mm-hmm. And when I see, say, spirits or such, no matter, they look like you and I, they don't look good. That different, and the coming and going of them is not interfering. So I don't find the thought of them being around chilling or anything like that, you know. And I always look forward to the moments when Terry and Daphne bring the Elohim through. To find it informative, and it changes a lot of things in my life very subtly. You know, it helps to give an awareness that I might have been missing at some point. So I'm looking forward to perhaps even doing mediumship work as it comes more easily.
Michael, what city are you in?
I'm in Waterloo, New York.
And now, are you Michael that emails me quite a bit?
Yes, I am.
Yes. All right. Okay. Michael is one of those people that hold space in other dimensions, right?
Yes.
And is aware of things. Sometimes you pick up kind of negative things because of that, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. And you're the Michael that just got a job, right?
Yes, correct.
See that, guys? I do read my emails. Well, I'm so glad you decided to speak up. And, you know, in the morning, you know, particularly on the Sunday call, it's for some of you, it doesn't work for everybody, but if you come in early, everyone kind of gets to know each other and is building a little community. So now that you've spoken up, feel free to say hello to everybody and say, hey, this is Michael. And I'm sure, you know, just feeling connected, actually, for some people, doing that makes a difference. It makes their energy come up. And it helps in the connection process. So thank you so much, Michael, for coming forth.
And thank you.
Let's see if there's anyone else out there. You don't have to be shy to do this.
This is Nancy from Orlando.
Hi, Nancy.
Do you remember me?
I've
been coming into the calls for several years now.
I do remember you.
Almost the beginning.
Uh-huh. I do remember you.
I get so carried away with the energies that most of the time I don't really hear anything when I get on the call, and it's amazing, you know, how that works. I truly appreciate the calls and everybody's efforts to bring together all these people in community. And it's great to feel a part of it. And I love my team shift members who are always there and, you know, supporting me. We call in, I don't know, 4 to 5 times a week. And that too is amazing, to be able to talk to people of like mind and, you know, get a feel for where other people are. And it's awesome. And I thank you. And I thank Terry and Daphne and Carla and everybody that's, you know, putting forth the effort to keep these calls going. And I just love being a part of it.
Thank you so much. What do you do in your life? You have a job?
I do have a full-time job. I work Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, as an administrative assistant. I also, I'm a Reiki master. I have a whole bunch of healing modalities that I don't actually function in because I have an 8-to-5 job that makes it difficult to make a living and, you know, do the other stuff. But I'm certified as a crystal healer. I'm certified as sound. I can use tuning forks to heal people. Just all kinds of things like that. And I had stage 3 breast cancer that I was diagnosed in July of 2008. And I'm coming up on my 5 years. And when I go see my oncologist, because of all the other things that I do besides the real, what they call chemotherapy and radiation and all of that stuff, my doctor says to me, I can't find anything wrong with you. Would you like to have this test, you know, just to see, you know, what happens? And it's really cool.
Did you take any alternative supplements or anything like that to get rid of
Absolutely, totally, yes.
What did you take? Tell people.
Oh, my God. I have a list. I have a list that's a mile long. Everything from Easy Act tea to vitamin C, vitamin D, supplements. I went to a complementary and alternative care oncologist and got my program tweaked. And I did all kinds of things, chelation stuff and glutathione. I'm a member of the Life Extension Foundation, so I have a lot of stuff, materials that I can study and learn about methods.
Does Life Extension recommend selenium for cancer?
I do not know that they... That was not one of the things I think that I took. I mean, I have a list that's like about 2.5 pages long. So
I see. Well, you did good work, okay?
But I had one time I had a I thought I was having a heart attack, and I was taken to the hospital. And they went through all of my stuff. I did all kinds of tests, and it was just a side effect of the chemotherapy, and there was nothing wrong with my heart. But I provided them my, 2.5-page list of supplements, and when I was when I left the hospital, they gave me back my list and said, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it because you're doing well. So I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to be a part of this. I'm thankful that, my health is in the condition that it's in. I wish that I could share it, more of it with people, but most people are in denial about the whole medical system and pharmaceuticals and what they're doing to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing. And for some of you that have cancer, or if you're worried about it, or someone you know, you definitely should look up the Google cancer alternative remedies, because there's a lot of indication that cancer has already been cured in a number of different ways. But the problem is that usually the things that cure cancer can't be patented, and so the drug companies don't want it to go out there.
Well, so, and they suppress a lot of it, yes.
Yeah, they suppress it. I mean, Terry has something called a rice machine. Do you know what a rice machine is? Did you ever...
I do not.
There was a guy named Royal Rice in San Diego, I think in the 1930s, and he developed this microscope that apparently no one else has been able to figure out how he did it, but where he could actually see pathogens, sub-microscopic things. And he would put these pathogens on a slide and then beam frequencies to it. And it's like the Memorex commercial, where when the lady hits a certain frequency, the glass would shatter. When he hit the right frequency of a pathogen, it would disappear. It would decompose. And so he did that with cancer. And he started having the hospitals send him their hopeless cases, and he was curing them. And there was a big article in the San Diego Tribune about how this guy was curing cancer, and all these doctors were raving about it. Shortly thereafter, his laboratory burned down, and he ended up a broken man. So this is the way it works. But people still sell those machines. They're called rice machines, R-I-F-E. And they go from anywhere between $500 to $2,500. And you'll find loads of testimonials on the internet from people that have used these for not just cancer, but for many, 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 many things. So
There is a machine that I have used. It's called a body enhancer, and it's based on a Nikola Tesla something that he created. And it actually helps to clear out all kinds of disease by running a low voltage or a high amperage through a low voltage or a low voltage through high amperage through your body. And it's awesome. It is an awesome. I have a girlfriend who says that she had what are the little capillary spider veins?
Yeah.
And after she used it for a while, even those things went away.
Well,
Wynn?
Yes.
I would like to interject that Edgar Cayce said.
Who was that? Who was that?
This is Willow.
Oh, I thought that was you.
Edgar Cayce said, if you eat three raw almonds a day, you will never get cancer. And one of the cures they have for cancer is laetrile, L-A-E-T-R-I-L-E, which is an ingredient in the raw almonds. The only thing is, right now, all of our almonds are pasteurized, so in order to find legitimate raw almonds, you've got to do some work. But I've eaten seven raw almonds a day for the last 40 years because of what Edgar Cayce said.
So you could kill your cancer twice, right?
I can kill mine and the other ladies too.
Right. Okay. Well, Willow is quite an expert on alternative health stuff. And Willow, we're working on an idea of putting up a page, a web page, of all the alternative things that are good for things. And so some of you that are wondering, there's a lot, you know, of course, if you're doing the internet, you always wonder, do I trust this or are they just trying to make money? And there is so much stuff that people have had experience with. And so we're going to put a page up sooner or later, so you guys.
Oh, if anybody online is good at web design and would like to be the webmaster, that would really facilitate things and take us forward, because I don't know anything about the web design. I know the herbs, I know the wild plants and the medicinal values and the toxic properties, but I do not know about web design. So we need somebody to be a webmaster.
Well, you know what, Willow, I can do that. As long as I don't have to keep updating it, I don't mind doing it one time and putting up a page. So, you know, if I get all the information in a Word document, I can just put it up and it'll go from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I had to learn how to do web design to make my websites because I couldn't figure out how to do them otherwise.
Okay, but what you described to me was a title. For instance, diabetes. And then 1, 2, 3, a list of links underneath that. I don't have that I'm not that linear, Wynn. I have little things called all of them solid artichokes, and then I talk about all the benefits of artichokes. Or I talk. I don't have the. You know, I've been racking my brain since we talked, and I don't have the information in the format in which you described to me. I just don't think that way.
Okay.
Relate first to the plant and its properties, and then I go backwards on it.
Okay. Well, let's not talk about it now. We'll talk about it some other time, and let's see if there's any other person. Which, of course, Willow, you don't qualify as a shy person.
No. Go ahead and mute me, Heist.
Do we have anybody else that would like to? Just let themselves say anything about themselves.
Hey, Wynn, this is Joel.
Hi, Joel. Joel in Chicago.
Yes, I am. Yeah, a couple of things that I just want to point out real quick that I think that's going to help the average person look into it a little bit more, because here in America it's a little difficult for people to think about cancer and go, oh, my gosh, is there really a cure? Could there possibly be a cure? And you would look at, everyone is familiar with Dr. David Atkins, you know, the Atkins diet. And he's gone now, but he was one of the people who said, you know, there's not one, but there are multiple cures for cancer, but they're systematically suppressed by a group, you know, that sells, you know, these multi-million-dollar machines. And a lot of people don't realize in the United States it is illegal for a doctor to say the word cure. referred to cancer. They can call them spontaneous remissions. They can call them a plethora of things. But that's something that you want to look at. Now, what they were talking about, the Rife machine as well, just to a little bit to regress on that so people can look at that from a bigger picture as well. Also, I would look at, when it comes to cancer, Joanna Budwig was her name. Joanna Budwig was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Cancer 7 times. They never reviewed her material. How many of your peers have to go out there, evaluate your information, and put you up for the Nobel Prize? She was, for curing cancer, put up for the Nobel Prize 7 times. Why did she never get it? There are multiple people that are out there, and they put that on the shelf. They put it off to the side. Do you realize that there's over 3,200 free energy devices in the United States? But in the United States, Congress and the Senate has written a rule that says anything that creates over 70% efficiency comes under the umbrella of national security and is put on the shelf. We use oil. We use coal. We think about that. I mean, it's these are the things that we need to look at, and I think it's important that we speak to that. But on the frequency stuff, if you go back to the work of Dr. Royal Rife, you can also look up Dr. Bob Beck, who cured HIV. And what this is, in the sense that it creates various vibrations, and through electricity, it's called electrical attenuation, whereas you take the cell and you oscillate it in its opposite, in the sense that that higher vibration takes it, and then it attenuates or turns the cell inside out, and then there is an inability for it to self-replicate. And then what it does afterwards when it comes to the viruses and that. So what they were talking about, I just wanted to point that out. Electrical attenuation, and it's a matter of vibration or electrical oscillation in order to destroy the cell. And what Rife did, as Wynn mentioned, he created this scope through a whole bunch of magnification. It was literally be able to watch the cells. Most of the cells that we test now are dead. He was actually able to look at them in a live state and then oscillate various frequencies toward it, the cell, and then found the one that killed it and destroyed it. Because, you know, in essence, we live in a world of polarization. There is this equal and the opposite, and one will take out the other.
Joel, listen, some Monday we're going to do a whole Monday show on alternative healings and have all these people that are in our group that know things share things on that call. And
I have a Rife machine as well.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a plasma machine or the other kind?
I have a, you know, to be honest with you, I bought it right from Rife.
You bought it from Rife?
I bought it from the Royal Rife, the one that's making the Royal Rife machine.
I mean,
it's the biggest, yeah.
Does it have a tube or does it have electrodes?
It has electrodes.
Okay, that's not an original Royal Rife machine then, okay? The original machine by Royal Rife, and people say it's better, has a plasma tube. You know, it looks like old science fiction, where it's got all these colors, and look it up. Rife machine,
okay,
look up Rife machine plasma, okay? But they're more expensive. I actually built a Rife machine out of my computer. It was very easy and very cheap. And you can actually make one of the kinds of Rife machines that Joel was talking about with a computer program and then plug in an amplifier and plug in electrodes. It's on the internet and it cost about $25. So anyone else? Listen, everyone wants to know who this guy is that sounds like James Earl, what's his name? James Earl Jones? No. Heis, what's that fellow's name with the deep voice?
I don't know.
Yes, you know. Who's the guy, the actor that has this?
James Earl Ray.
What's his name?
James Earl Ray.
James Earl Ray, wasn't that guy that put those people in the what was it called? The in Sedona. I don't think it's James Earl Ray. There's this guy with his deep voice that keeps coming into our calls, and he doesn't usually tell anything about himself. If he'd like to, I'll give him a stage to do that.
You're not talking about Jim?
I wasn't going to say his name, okay? Jeez. Don't say Jim, okay? Is he there?
He got a telephone call.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he just got a telephone call, so he's talking on the call.
All right. Oh, well, that explains it. And anyone else?
Wynn, I'm here.
Oh, yes. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, yes, I did. I just got off the call, yes.
Okay. So is there anything you'd like to share about yourself? You don't have to. I don't want to put you on the spot now, okay? I know you're kind of shy.
Well, I'm sitting here in awe and enjoying everything you're saying, lapping it up. And at this time, I would prefer just to listen and learn rather than to spew.
Okay. All right. Good.
May I just request you sing just a little song for us?
But I don't. I really do not sing. As I said before, if Brillo could sing, it would sound like me.
But Jim does have some great talents. He's a great piano player. Aren't you? And people say he sounds like Liberace.
He does. I very much enjoy his playing.
That's awesome.
And he was playing at some of the rehabilitation homes in Sedona, you know, the old age homes. Anyone else want to say hello?
Lynn, this is Zoe in Sacramento.
Zoe,
I want to take shameless advantage of this opportunity to, with a suggestion that's been chewing on me for a while, which is to have perhaps some team shift groups of people who are in the arts who want to help promote the send love light to the arts of various kinds and particular projects to help get more of the energy of the arts out into the general public.
Well, you know what? I have been thinking for a while to have a group meet of people who are artists, poets, writers, to just share their works with each other.
Well, that would be great too. Or you know, there might be a place on the on your
website,
right? For mm-hmm. That'd be wonderful.
Yes.
But you know, the I think the vibration from the arts is one of the highest vibrations there is, and we have a lot of people on the line who are connected to the arts. And I've been on a team shift now, I think, for over 2 years, and have found it extremely helpful. And this idea came to me that to have some people who are in the arts come to know each other and to send out love light for the particular arts that they're concerned with, and all arts in general on a regular basis would
mm-hmm.
be helpful.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Keep bugging me on that. You know, I'll tell you, if you send me an email with an idea and I don't respond, unless I say no, I don't want to do it, keep bringing it up, all right?
Okay.
Because that, you know, you probably don't understand this, from my point of view, but sometimes things can start and they just flow and they're easy. And other times something new starts, and even though it sounds like a good idea, everyone's calling me all the time to try to fix something, and that's hard for me because I'm too busy. So
that's not what I had in mind.
No one has it in mind, but maybe we'll, you know, just try something. You know, the way to do it is to try something one time, not to make a big deal about it, and see how the energy flows,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate it. So, okay. Anyone else? Okay.
Wynn?
Yes.
Pauline in Vancouver here. Hi. I just wanted to give a quick plug for, it's not an advertisement, but I got one of your wellness pendants quite a while ago, the one for grounding. And I've noticed like such a difference in my health since wearing it. Like, I can't believe it. It's not like it's sort of like your energy level stays like at one level all day. It's not like you go, you know, have very big dips in it where you get like really tired, and then it's just like your energy stays the same all day. And I think it's got to be doing something really great for me.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you. Listen, anyone that wants to plug our products, they can do it.
Wait, I just think it's invaluable, so I wanted to put it out there.
And listen, whoever transcribes this, be sure to take this out and email it so I can send it out on the next email blast.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, when we started with that product, I didn't know how good it was going to be. You know, we were just experimenting. And, you know, and then I put it in the local health food store here. After I did enough experimenting to at least say, I think it does something, I put it in the local health food store, and they sold about 80 in 2 months. And they, you know, I went in and they said, everyone's muscle testing it, everyone's doing all, this is Sedona, so everyone's an expert. And then we put it in another store, and all the psychics loved it. And you know, our pendant is doing better than any other pendant out there that I've come across, even ones that are selling for $100 to $200. Even ones that look exactly like ours. And I can only figure out one reason why it does so good.
Because you also they're blessed before.
Well, you know what? Our sources have the ability to project energy through things. Okay, and I didn't ask them. I don't want to ask them, but I have the strong feeling they're helping. You know, it gives them an excuse to put some love into this realm in a kind of sneaky way. So, not that they're sneaky. That's just a hypothesis. I can only say this on the Sunday morning grid healing. I wouldn't say it on any of our other calls. But in any case, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. And
you're welcome. Thank you.
And anyone else? You know, I had asked if Michael was on the line because he's in San Diego. He's in what's the name of that city? I can't remember. But in any case, I just wanted to mention next Sunday and the Sunday after that, I'm going to go to San Diego, and I'm giving talks at the New Earth Expo, the 17th in San Diego, and the 24th in Carlsbad. And I can't remember the location in Carlsbad, the Windmill Inn, where I've been before. And the location in San Diego is a summer resort off of Hotel Circle. But I'll announce it. But just, it'll be, my talk will be between 5 and 6. And then I'm doing a workshop from like 6 to 10. Or longer. So if you're in that area, put it on your calendar. And anyone else want to share anything?
Lynn, can you hear me?
I can. Who's that?
It's Donna in Great Falls, Montana.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Well, thank you for saying hello.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I just wanted to say I bought the other pendant, the energy pendant, and I am filled with energy every day. I just keep going and going and going and going. And everything is very smooth. So I really like it. I think it's a very good product.
I thank you so much for sharing that. I think one Monday we're going to have to do a pendant infomercial. Okay.
Oh.
Everybody.
Wayne, can I ask you, do you have to wear it or can you keep it in your pocket or in your purse?
I keep it on me most of the days and I keep it at night. And I still have energy.
Well, I think you can keep it in your pocket or your purse. But I would say it has special effectiveness if it's hanging right on your chest. Your chest is the center of your energy, you know, for your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably get more impact from it if it's on your chest than if it's not, okay?
Because a lot of times it just doesn't go with what I'm wearing.
Well, just put it underneath so they can't see it.
Oh, really?
Put it underneath your shirt or your blouse.
It doesn't always work out.
You work out. Well, listen, who is that talking to me, by the way?
Judy.
Judy?
Yes.
And where are you, Judy?
Los Angeles.
which part of L.A.?
The west side of L.A.
I'm
sorry?
Which part of L.A.? I didn't get that.
West side of L.A.
Do you know Sam?
No. Where does he live?
He lives on the west side. Do you know the Gateway Center?
No.
That's on Barrington and Olympic, I think.
Did you say on Barrington?
Yeah.
And Olympic? No.
Yeah.
No. Now, what is that? I would love to know.
Well, they do a lot of new age events there.
Really?
And the person that's in charge of it wants me to do a workshop or something there. So keep your ears open. I might end up scheduling something for not this week, but the following week.
I would love that.
I'm in L.A.
Because when you announced that you'll be in San Diego, I quickly wrote it down because I wanted to tell my friend. I know she'll be interested. And I thought, I wonder if he's ever going to come to Los Angeles.
If I had my way, I'd just be driving around doing things everywhere.
Yes, I'm...
You know, one of the ideas of the pendant business was so there could be a stable income so Terry could pay her bills. And
oh, wow, that would be great,
She could run that business, and I can go do little talks and workshops everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting close to that.
Is there any way I can, you know, be instrumental and have you come out and talk? And,
just send lots of money.
Oh, that would be nice.
but you know what? If you hear that I'm going to be there, just invite people.
Oh, definitely, yes.
You know, I'll probably do a little free talk or very cheap, and then I'll do a workshop. And, you know, the thing about doing these things is that I really like to do them. I really enjoy them. And I know they would build if I kept doing it.
Yes.
Except that they're you know, usually it loses money. And we haven't been in a place where we can afford to lose money. Now, that doesn't mean it will always lose money, but it starts out losing money because not enough people show up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like to charge lots of money, you know?
Yeah.
And some people do these events and they charge $300 for a weekend. Now, I'm not saying I would never do that, but in general, let's suppose I had a lot of well-to-do people that were into my work and they wanted to do that and have a weekend in Sedona. Well, I would do it. Why not? But
mm-hmm.
I like when I'm going into a place like L.A. I don't like anyone to not be able to come because it's expensive. And most the fact of the matter is, you know, money does not make somebody more spiritual. Some of the people who are, I said this earlier in different ways, some of the people that don't have money are actually very spiritual because they've avoided responsibilities so they didn't get hooked into the matrix. And they came in as wanderers. And, you know, how how you make money hooks you in on some level to some kind of structure down here that will contain you to some extent or another. And so sometimes people just avoid. I was one of those people, so I know it. I know the whole syndrome. They avoid that whole thing because they don't want to get hooked into the matrix. And they find our work. Now, you know, once you kind of get plugged into your own mission, it's much easier to be in the matrix because you don't feel that's all there is, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's like if you have a job and you think that's all there is, and you come home and you're lonely, and you think now you need the love of your life, and then you get the wrong person, so you have the wrong job and the wrong person, and you're all screwed up. So that's why a group like ours helps unplug people from all that. They don't actually have to leave anything. They don't have to leave their person or their job. They find a place where they can actually be who they really are, feel who they really are, outside of the matrix, okay? But when I was younger, I could never find anything that could reflect back to me who I was, or very little, you know? So in any case, anyone else have anything they'd like to share?
Oh, I was going to suggest that if you maybe send a flyer or something, maybe I could posted in certain like Whole Foods in the area or Mystic Bookstore, to publicize, your talk when you are planning on coming. That might help too. I'm sure it will help.
Well, that would be great. Thank you. And remind me if I announce it. I don't send you a flyer. Send me an email. Say when.
Oh, okay. Do you read every email? More or less?
I do read most of my emails, believe it or not.
Oh, because I was going to send it to you because I'm having a lot of trouble. Ever since I bought my iPad, I can't get you online anymore. And I'm struggling to hear you on the phone, and it's such a pain. And I don't know why this has happened. Do you need a special app for the iPad? Because I never used to have problems.
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. Send me that question, and maybe someone else can answer it. I'll put it out. Does anyone else have an iPhone?
Judy, just join a team shift group so you can put it in the lights.
Oh, I would love to know about a team shift group. I don't know how to contact anyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to do firewalks. Be part of Team Shift.
Oh. did you say firewalk?
I'm kidding. Actually, if you go to our website, and if you, you'll, I think it might be under Team Shift dot intelligent-infinity, but there is a thing on our website that says Team Shift.
Oh.
And if you can't find it, email me and I'll send you the link. Okay,
okay, great. Thank you.
And, you know, a couple of people talked about Team Shift. And Team Shift is a... We put together groups of five people that meet every day or often, and they call in the light and they get to know each other. So they're like a little support group. And it's very important to have community. Once you make connection with these energies, you can feel really isolated from other people. It's hard to talk about it because people think you're crazy. So Team Shift is a small group, kind of like what we're doing right now. This is kind of like a Team Shift meeting where they call in the light every day, and then they chat as long as they want to, and you can hang up, and you don't have to do it. It's not restrictive. You don't have to do it every day. You can do it five times a week, three times a week. Each group creates their own rules. So any of you
that are interested, just go to the our website, Intelligent Infinity, look for the little link at the top that says Team Shift, and just fill out whatever it says. And Edna is coordinating that. And so she works with people and assigns them to groups. And it's a very valuable thing. You know, one of the things is that it helps create, you know, one of the underlying themes of our work is graduating this realm. And graduating the realm has to do with keeping your heart open. And things like Team Shift help people to do that with each other, okay? So thank you. Anyone else?
Gwen, I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. People don't realize how much you sacrifice to try to do the best you can with everything.
Well, thank you so much. Who is that?
Hi.
Hi. Who said hi?
Lori from Santa Fe.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Gwen. How are you?
Fine.
Was the other lady done?
I don't know.
Yes.
She was saying good things about us.
Yes.
We could let her go. We could let her go on and on.
Well, I wanted to share something.
She has something else to say. Go ahead.
I said I'm done. It was okay that you interrupted me.
I'm sorry. Anyway, I love our Team Shift group. They're just wonderful. I just love my group so much. It's like a family. But anyway, I'm doing a project with some of them tomorrow, and I thought I might share it with you. It's a vision board, and I'm sure you've heard of vision boards from The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is I moved to Santa Fe recently, and I had my stuff in storage for many, many months, 8 months. And I opened a box from my vision board, and I didn't realize it until then. But almost everything on my vision board came true that I did in 2010.
Wow.
And so tomorrow's the first day of the new moon, and that's a good day to start new projects. And so some of the people in my Team Shift group and I are doing a vision board tomorrow. And so, and I'll just tell you, for example, what came true for me. I swam with the dolphins. I swam with the sea turtles. I'm debt-free. And I had never done any of these things. And I'm closer to God. I had a whole lot of things on my board. Not everything came true, but most everything did.
Hey, I want to give you a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Edna's on the line, but write that up in an email to me.
I have an email that I sent to them, to the whole group, that I already did. You want me to forward it to you? And it even has links to The Secret and different things and a whole. I went to a workshop many years ago, and I put from there in the email. So I can forward that to you.
Well, what I was thinking was that you could do a talk, you know, to all the Team Shift groups and tell them what you're doing and how to do it. And they could implement it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wouldn't that be, you like that idea?
I would love to do that. It really works. It really, really works when you do the things that go along with it. And it's at the very least, if someone even didn't believe it, it gets you to get your goals together and thinking in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Super.
So, okay. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to share, and I'll forward you that email, and then you tell me, you let me know what to do.
Will do. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and many blessings to you and Carrie and Daphne and Jewel. Thank you.
And thank you for sharing. Okay.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's see. What time is it? God, we're going for an hour.
Win for me.
Yeah.
This is Gary. I'd like to add some information.
Gary, are you shy?
No.
Right.
Do I have to be?
No, well, go ahead.
I wanted to share that. I'm reading, just so people on the line know, I'm dealing with liver cancer. And I'm reading a book written by Suzanne Summers, who had breast cancer, and has written several books. But anyway, this is called Knockout. interviews with doctors who are curing cancer. And if anybody is in looking for some alternatives, I suggest they get this book and read it, because these guys are doing stuff with nutrition, with enzymes and stuff that is just really going gangbusters. And another thing I wanted to mention is that one of the procedures they may use with me is what's called radio frequency ablation, which means they just burn it with radio frequencies. And I, doing some research, I found out that this is actually a result of some of Dr. Royal Rife's research and stuff on using radio frequencies. It's kind of the outgrowth of his Rife machine. So I thought that was quite interesting. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing it. Okay. And anyone else? Okay. You know what?
This is Marilyn, and I purchased 3 pendants. I wear 2 all the time. I don't know if it's I'm supposed to be wearing both of them, but I do. I have been wearing them for certainly over a month, and I can't say exactly. I can't exactly put into words what it is doing, but I do notice, positivity and a change in vibration at times. And I guess it'll take a little while until I can give you some more results, but I love the feel of them, and I never take them off. I just I was going to ask if it's okay to wear both of them because they're for 2 different, and I also purchased one for my daughter, who I'm going to give her one this week. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I just wanted to. Very happy, and I think they're so absolutely reasonable. It's ridiculous. I think everyone should get one because, the cost is for the benefits is just so reasonable.
Thank you so much. And let me see. As far as wearing both of them, basically everyone has to figure it out themselves. And if it feels good, do it. There's some people, we've gotten the reports that they first put on the pendant and it brings through stuff and they start going through uncomfortable changes. So those people should wear it maybe an hour a day until they, assimilate it, because it's starting to balance things in the body. So I don't think you can do anything wrong. And if you wear 2 of them and it feels good, then it's fine. And thank you for sharing that. I'd better... If you're listening and you don't have a pendant, I'll put something on the email for tomorrow so we'll run our special, because I know that some of you are thinking, geez, I should have bought that. So thank you. Thank you so much. And let me cut this part. Thanks to all of you who were sharing. And it's really nice to hear you. You know, when we do these calls, for the longest time, it was like, is anyone out there? It's like we had to hold the energy for it to get it established really strongly. And now that energy is being held, and all of you who are speaking up and sharing, it's so nice to hear your responses in your voice. Even when I get emails, thank you, Michael, for bringing your voice forward, because I get emails from people, and I do read them, and I do try to answer them. You know, there's little places of guilt, because when I had my toothache, all these people were sending me emails, and I never thanked them. And I keep thinking, I have to go back and thank all those people, because some of them were sending me remedies, and one of the remedies actually worked. I was sure I was going to have to get my tooth pulled, and I did what the person said who sent me an email, and the infection went away. It all went back to normal. I'll tell you what it was in case you have a toothache. They said, get some ginger and chew it, where your bad tooth is, because the ginger will fix the infection. And it did. And there were other things. There were like clove oil. But I never got to the clove oil because the ginger was working so well. So thank you all who did that. And thank you all who spoke up today and shared. And so many of you have great things to share. And I'm seeing on our Monday calls occasionally, we're going to do a sharing call where those of you who have things to share that can help others, like whether it's on alternative health or whether it's on vision boards or whatever, can do that. Because this is putting this work into action. All of you know things that I don't know. And just by the act of sharing it in love makes you be more, how can I say this? It activates the whole group. Jerry, you want to say anything about all that? Let's see.
I'm just really happy to hear everybody speaking. You guys are great, and you have an awful lot to contribute. That's what I have to say.
Thank you. Okay, I got an email from Carla, because Carla was going to come join us today. When we've had an emergency at this end, and Nick needs my help. Let's schedule this for next Sunday. And call it off for today. Sorry you send confused messages. Sign me confused, Carla. Okay. All right, Carla, next week. And let me see something here. You know what? Let's see if he did this. Okay. So, let's just bring our energies together and I usually talk. Now I'm not talking. Let's go through our healing list. There's tremendous power in group energy. In fact, it's probably the most powerful way that a human can participate and make a difference on this planet. It is the reality of when two or more are gathered, I am also present. Now, I believe Jesus, you know, we have a very interesting take on Jesus. And early on, when I asked a question in 2003 to Daphne, and I was trying to figure all this out because I was reading the Wilcox sessions, and I felt this huge affinity with Jesus from the Ra group. And in one little thing of Wilcox channelings, they said, "We came to you in Christianity, but we don't often speak in those terms anymore because of the way religion screwed it up." I don't think they said screwed it up, but that's what they meant. That's how my memory remembers the words. And I saw that little statement. I said, what did they mean? They came to us in Christianity. They came to us in Christianity. And then in 2003, Daphne and I were together, and we were actually in, where were we? This actual session was in Kentucky. I had gone to Atlanta and picked Daphne up, and she wanted to come across the country again. And we ended up moving into Flagstaff. But we were in Kentucky because we were visiting Carla Ruckert. And this was the second time I ever met Carla. And it was kind of on the way from Atlanta to the West Coast to go to Kentucky. And we were doing these sessions. And in one of the sessions, I asked a lot of questions about Jesus. And I haven't put that session out, I don't think. I don't think I put it out. I'm always nervous about putting this stuff out because I don't want to get a lot of feedback from traditional Christians thinking we're trying to co-opt Christianity. But when I asked them, I said, when Jesus said, Father, who answered the call? And the answer was, as you would know it, it was the Ra group. And then in another question about the Ra group, they described the Ra group as an energetic template spreading through the universe. And there were many, many subgroups underneath the Ra group. You know, we try to imagine who the Ra group is, and we think of it's hard to visualize these guys in our human consciousness because we have no reference point to how it is to be them. But they said the Ra group was an energetic template through the universe. And then in another session, more recently, I think it was through Terry, when I asked about the Trinity, what Christianity calls the Trinity, the answer to that, let me see if I get this right. I should go read it again. They said it was an energetic construct put together by the Ra group. And it was basically a bridge to the higher realms. And you see, Terry, I think that's you. Is that you making noises in the back? Let me see here.
Sorry, I'll mute myself.
Right. So, we can see that the Ra group plays a very, very active and volitional role in the upliftment of this realm. And historically, what is the Trinity? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm not going to try to interpret what the Father, Son, and Holy... Well, the Son is... Okay, I'll interpret it. I just got it. This is what I would say that means. The Father, of course, is Source, and the Ra group is the lens through which the Source is moving through. The Son is obviously the human, and the Holy Ghost is the energetic field that connects the two. That's just what... Now, that may not be right, but that's just what came to me at that moment. And that on these calls, we connect with those energies, or I believe we connect with those same energies. We certainly have the same sources working with us, plus the Elohim. Now, how about the Elohim and Jesus? The Elohim may not have been actively participating, actively talking, but they said they were partners in it, which meant they were doing their part, I would assume, of being able to transmit energies from the highest of high celestial realms, of alleviating karmic patterns. Do you understand this idea of alleviating karmic patterns? In the lower levels, everything
is give and take. Everything has to be balanced. It's the old law of Moses, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If something happens, if you hurt somebody, you have to make up that hurt. And you can come back lifetime after lifetime until that hurt is balanced. If you do something to somebody, you might have to come back and experience what you did to them for yourself so that you learn from firsthand experience not to do that again. And so it is very hard to graduate this realm working through your karma, because if you're in this realm, it's almost impossible not to be creating karma. Because if every time you do something, every time you create something, every time you say something, you are creating energies in people around you. Every time you get mad at someone, every time somebody gets mad at you. And so it's a never-ending trying to balance it all. And, of course, it doesn't happen in a conscious level, but it keeps you in this realm because you keep trying to work it out. And part of you knows you have to work it out. Whether you know about karma, whether you're spiritual, doesn't matter. It's the law of this realm. It's the law of karma. And the best way to deal with this is to rise above the place where karma exists. Because karma is not a rule of the universe. It's a rule of this realm. And when you can hold your consciousness above that, then that law or rule of this realm stops impacting you. And you start working under grace. And grace is just a higher law of the universe. And grace comes out of the living your life from the law of one. Now, none of this can you do with your willpower, but if you understand it, it helps you visualize how to do it. Because what does it mean to live your life from the law of one, out of the principle of the law of one? It means that you start perceiving everyone as part of yourself. And when you do that, the give and take of karma starts to lose its impact on you. Because how can you create give and take with yourself? It's only yourself. You're me. You who are listening are me. I'm you. We are each other. And now, of course, in saying that, that doesn't mean that I owe you anything or you owe me anything. And it doesn't mean that I'm obligated to be your friend or vice versa. Because we can make choices to say, I want to stay away from that part of myself. That part of myself that's in you is not healthy for me to connect with. But I love it anyway, but I don't want to connect with it because it will pull me into something that this part of me doesn't want to get pulled into. So it doesn't mean to be sappy. It doesn't mean to wear your heart on your sleeve. It's an inner awareness that there's one energy that connects us all and that I can experience that energy in you, and you can experience it in me. And as soon as we start moving into that experience,
then this quality of grace can come into your life because you're rising above the law of cause and effect, which is in this realm the predominant law that everything has to be balanced. Everything has to, you know, when people would, in older times, you know, people would meditate. They would have to clear their sins. They'd have to do atonement. They'd have to confess. And the idea was trying to, how would we say it? Fix your defects, heal your karma in those ways. And it, if it works, it works. But the bottom line way is, first of all, to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for all the things that are not perfect, because you, as a human, will never be perfect. And for whatever reason, we tend to make these ideals and visions of ourselves that we have to be perfect, that we have to not make mistakes. And that is not a good vision. It doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is because you will never be perfect. I will never be perfect. I don't know if there's any such thing as perfect in this realm. But you can learn how to flow around your imperfections so they don't become obstacles. And the first thing is to forgive yourself. Accept yourself and forgive yourself. And the third thing is don't act out your imperfections. In other words, if you're suddenly feeling jealous of somebody, and, you know, we all know jealousy is not a healthy quality, but you're going to feel it sometimes. You're going to feel things that are not healthy qualities. You might feel rage, or you might feel hate. And, you know, if you're operating from a lower level, well, the lowest level is you'll feel hate, and then you'll act it out and say, this is real. The next level is you'll feel hate, and you'll feel, oh, I shouldn't feel that, I feel guilty. That's not a good way to handle it either. And the third way is to feel it and say, oh, there's my lower self feeling hate, and hi, it's okay, we'll get through it. Let the feeling pass through you, whether it's jealousy, whether it's hate, whether it's rage, let it pass through. And in that way, it dissipates in the fastest manner, okay? And that's what I've learned. And so you don't put yourself and exalt yourself or try to be more than you are or holier than thou. And you start doing the same process with other people. You notice their qualities, and really they're the same as you. They're expression of you. And you don't judge them for their lower qualities. You know, sometimes you may not want to involve yourself with them personally, because you can't involve yourself without getting trapped in some kind of field they're projecting, and so you avoid them. But that doesn't mean you don't have loving energy for them. You just know that it's not a healthy thing to connect. But the key is not to judge them, and to observe yourself very, very, very carefully so that you catch yourself if you are judging them, and redirect that energy out of judgment. In other words, how do you do that? You say, well, there I am judging so-and-so, and I forgive myself, and I'll put the light around it, and I'll do my best to let it go. But in my conscious mind, I'm not going to make them wrong. I'm realizing this judgment is a projection of my lower self, and it's just scenery passing, like you're on a train, and you're just moving. Okay, there's judgment. Boop, it's gone. You know, and just but if you start holding on to the judgment, if you start making that person wrong in your mind and holding on to it, then it does not go away. It sticks, and it holds you in the energy of the judgment. This is why Jesus said, "Judge not, lest ye shall be judged." It's basically, you're judging yourself by judging them. You are locking yourself in to a lower level of reality, and then it sticks, and then it's karma, and then you have to go through lifetimes to clear it. So all you got to do is observe it and say, oh, that's my lower self making a judgment. That's my lower self going into jealousy. Don't act on it. Don't take any physical action on those negative feelings. Because as soon as you take a physical action, as soon as you do that, that creates karma. Now you're changing the balance in the physical world. If it's just inside you and you're processing it, then that doesn't create karma. That's just you processing yourself. So, for example, if you hate somebody, taking a gun and shooting them would be taking physical action, or talking about them and turning other people against them. That's taking physical action. That's how you deal with those parts of yourself that you want to get over. So we have people to put in the light, and we have our list, and it's like, oh my God, it's late, 11:26. Let me put these people into the light, and then we'll bring Terry in for a message, and then if there's time, we'll do a planetary session, and if not, we'll do just a fast one, just holding the energy for the planet. So we have Pat in Clay, Alabama, I think, and is sending the light to her beautiful daughter, Emily, and sending healing to what Pat thinks is a dysfunctional relationship. And then we have Heather in Newcastle, Delaware. Intestinal problems. And I think Heather is not the person making the request, okay? So we send the light to Heather for healing. And Rosalie in Dallas. Sending light to a new job that satisfies her goals. And Cindy in Chicago sends the light to her husband's back pain. And Michael in San Diego, freedom of speech, of dissent, of expression, of assembly, and freedom of the internet. And Michael sends the light to his Sam cat, who seems to be losing weight suddenly again. And he thinks he's concerned that it's a repeat of the previous conditions that our sources assisted in healing. Please help Sam get healthy. And then we have Barbara in Twin Falls, Idaho. Please bless my relationship, and I won't say the guy's name, but the person that she cares about, to bring joy and love to her relationship. And Zoe, upcoming eye surgeries. And Jenny, sending the light to her and her husband's husband. And also the light to her horses and dogs. And Shri, putting himself in the light, support and praying for all positive results the coming week. It's a crucial time for him and his family. And Gene is in Sioux Falls, has got a danger of losing her home. And she puts her home in the light and her finances and her mortgage, etc. And that's all we'll do now on the healing list. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone present. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And let me make sure Terry's unmuted before we start. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, we hear you and we're ready.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Fa On, and this is the 10th of March, 2013, planet Earth. And we connect with each and every person on the line that wishes to be connected with. We do not come over the telephone line, and we do not come over the radio. We come directly into your space, and we are called by your intention to connect. And therefore, you need to ask for the connection. And we are able to see your frequencies. We are able to see the light of calling, the light of asking us to connect with you. When you put out your intention for something, a generation of a frequency, of a light frequency, is made, and we can connect easily with that. We are aware of the things you have each individually put onto the healing list, and each one is separate, and one answer does not, even though it involves financial situation, one answer does not apply to all. Each one is an individual answer, and it is guided by your intention. As one of the people has put up a board and put on the board what she wishes to accomplish and then is beginning to achieve everything on the board. This is what will be your guidance and our guidance for how to help you. And we are available, and we see your intentions. We see what we can put ourselves behind because of the magnitude of your intention, your desire. You are setting your own path. You are walking your own path. And we are in support of you when it is for the highest good. Sometimes things are hard in the third density, and there are lessons to be learned. There are not only individual lessons, but there are group lessons. There are country lessons that need to be learned. So there are layers of intentions, layers, and these can have conflicting desires within those, and they come out into a consensus reality. So countries have lessons to learn. We look farther to countries and their desires. We look to North Korea, and we see that North Korea really does not like to be isolated. They would prefer to have a unified Korea. And so when you have issues coming up within a country, look to what that country is missing, what that country needs, what that country is asking for, what that country is yearning for. We thank you for this opportunity to be with each and every one of you. And we also point out the spiritchannel.net, where you can go and you can read transcripts, where you can listen to audios of other calls, where you can go in and you can see how we have addressed particular issues and can see more data about this. We are multidimensional so that we do not have to think one thing at a time. We do not have to have unilateral response. We can have multi-responses to many people, as we are not a unilateral entity. We are a multidimensional entity. And we can have many responses, which can be lasered down to be individual for each and every one of you. You can sense our frequency. We have a color of light pink. Sometimes you can sense the light pink. So ask. Thank you for those that have put your prayers upon the board. And each and every one of you, even though you haven't, can think, intend, desire what it is that you wish to change, to get better. And this counts. And we can hear what it is you are requesting. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for being here, and thank you for supporting our work. And, you know, this is a co-creation in the Law of One, where you're us and we're you, except we have a hard time experience being you, and you have an easier time experiencing being us. So thank you for being here and supporting us. And somebody had sent me an email about what's the correct spelling of that machine I was talking about? Rife, R-I-F-E, Royal Rife, R-I-F-E. And it's 11:39. Let's combine our personal and planetary healing requests right now. And we're just going to do this really quickly. And many of you have tuned in to these energies so strongly that you can feel them even when, I know I can feel it, even before the call starts. It starts to happen the night before. And the energies start coming together because we start thinking about being here. By thinking about it, we start to be here and we start to generate the affinities with each other and with our sources. So we hit the ground running. But we quickly feel those energies coming through our feet, coming through our body, moving through the top of our head, moving through the roof, through the sky, through the dimensions. And we come to that place of blending. That place where we become part of each other, just because we intend to do that. You know, when you're sitting by yourself, you can do this with your friends. Of course, they may not know you're doing it, and you're not inflicting on them because it's all free will and it's all for the highest good. But if you're lucky enough to have people in your life that you share light with, and it doesn't mean they understand the terminology, they don't need to. You can just take a meditation, and instead of just sitting inside yourself, you can send your energy. You can expand your energy. Maybe expand is a better word than send. Expand so people are included in it. And if they can feel it, fine. And if they can't, fine. And you can just send or feel the loving connection between you and those people in your life. And if it's not a loving connection, you can do it anyway. And you can have a loving connection, even if they don't know how to send it back. And send it to your daughters, the people you worry about. Don't worry about them. Tune into this energy and surround them with it. And then let it go. Don't have any attachment to the results. And just keep doing it. And it can have extreme contribution to their life over time. But you have to be detached. You can't make any pressure that they should change in any way that you would want them to. And hold this space of the oneness right now. And if you have things to put in the light, put it in silently. Know that, particularly on these calls, when we create this group energy, that your requests are heard. I'll just take a moment of silence. And we bring this energy back down from the oneness through the clouds, through our roof, and into our bodies. And we're creating that energetic bridge back to source. We can move it through the top of our head. And some of you can feel the presence, the expansion, and the energy in your body as you have released yourself from the contractions of this realm. And I'm learning how to experience your God self through your body, through your head, through your chest, through your solar plexus. Through your legs and back to the center of the earth. We move into that sacred space of union with all that is. And as we do that, we were expanding our energies to our people around us, our friends, our family, our neighborhood. And now we're going to work as a team. We're going to work all of us together, all of us on the line, all of us on the internet, all of us on the replays. And we're going to surround this energy on our whole planet. And we can see all those pinpoints of light of people who are reaching up. And we're going to reach down and touch them. All those wanderers, star seeds, people with spiritual intent, people that are even understanding the law of one and compassion without putting it in those words. We're going to surround them. And we're going to find, as a team, those that are added to our energies. We see all earthquakes on our planet mitigated in such a way that they happen in small releases instead of big ones. We send our love to Mother Earth. We ask for her patience
which she has demonstrated for millenniums now. And if there needs to be a big earthquake, a big release, we ask that it might be away from big population centers. We ask for the molecular breakdown of harmful things in the air, in chemtrails, so they're not damaging to people's health. We ask for the overall goodness in people to be recognized by the higher realms. We ask for obstructions to those plots by the negative for the highest good. The disabling of those things that would violate the free will of the many for the selfish interests of the few. We ask for the disabling of nuclear weapons, that no nuclear weapon should be allowed to go off. Send the light to North Korea for the highest good and for the balancing of their threats to enter us in nuclear war, and that can be resolved in a way that works for everybody, and we don't see them as an enemy. Send the light to the Middle East, to Israel, Palestinians, and the old ancient hostilities in that area. We send the light to the sun and the earth-sun connection for the balancing of solar flares, etc. We surround the planet with light and ask for rain in those areas where there are droughts. We ask for justice for the oppressed women of the world and the old paradigm of male superiority. We ask for the release of slavery, anywhere slavery exists, on any level. For the highest good. We just come back to our own bodies
and feel ourselves expanded and grounded at the same time. And we know that this expanded space is available to us anytime we ask. And if you're one of those that are working with persistent issues that keep throwing you down, they said to listen to these calls on the Spirit Channel. And, you know, the calls have many, many keys to releasing things and energies attached to them. And we're giving it away just for you showing up. Hundreds of calls. And more coming. Thank all those people that are volunteering and helping to keep everything working. You know, we have almost 20,000 hits to the Spirit Channel, and every day, new hits. Almost 40 countries checking into it. 1 minute. Okay. So, we're just going to end this call where our time is up in BBS, and that was Doug. And I thank you all for being here, and I'll unmute. And we'll see you tomorrow.